This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Representatives of rival Afghan factions have reached agreement on a blueprint for a broad-based government in Kabul. After several days of delays, the Northern Alliance, the largest faction at the talks near Bonn, Germany, finally presented its list of candidates for an interim administration. The delegates must now decide on the distribution of posts. The agreement also paves the way for an international peacekeeping force for Afghanistan. Here's UN spokesman Ahmed Fauzi.
The participants in these talks in Bonn will request that the United Nations Security Council consider the early deployment of a UN-mandated force in Afghanistan. This force would maintain security in the capital, Kabul, and the surrounding area.
NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports Afghans are beginning to focus on the reconstruction of their country.
After a week of grueling talks, delegates of the four factions broke into applause and tears of joy when they reached agreement on the formula for a power-sharing interim administration. The discussions have gone long into the night in a secluded hilltop hotel, with many delegates and mediators observing the daylight Ramadan fast. Mohammed Ishaq Nadidi, a member of the delegation of Mohammad Zahir Shah, the ex-king of Afghanistan, was very pleased by the mood among the delegates.
There has not been any type of anger expressed, and it has been extremely polite. I am, the atmosphere is very nice, and the politicking that may have been is basically very subtle. So I think it's been amicable, productive, and nonetheless very tiring. And I think overall I've been very, very impressed.
A professor of economics at New York University and a consultant to several governments, Nadidi says material reconstruction is the easy part. Healing the society will be harder. Over the last two decades, Afghanistan was brutally transformed, fragmented, and traumatized.
The weakness that occurred in the Soviet invasion and thereafter just simply was so disastrous that the knowledgeable people in Afghanistan all migrated, killed, or otherwise. And the country became ready for basically being hijacked.
Hijacked by Osama bin Laden and the Taliban. Nadidi says one of the most difficult tasks will be to steer Afghan society away from a religious fundamentalism imposed by foreigners to a reconstructed civil society.
So that the children of Afghanistan rediscover their process of being one Afghan first, and then belonging to whatever minority or majority they belong to. To re-establish that national identity and this whole, and the sense of tolerance and the sense of integration that was present before the 1973.
The UN-mediated document is not just a power-sharing blueprint. It puts the 29-member cabinet within a framework of strict provisions guaranteeing human rights, and in particular, the rights of women. Nadidi stresses the key elements.
I think it's emphasis on democratic values, the sensitivity to rights of the minorities of all kinds, the emphasis on values, the emphasis on the spirit of cooperation.
But the Afghan delegate says the plan's success depends not only on the concerted efforts of the people of Afghanistan, but also on the continued interest and involvement of the international community. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Bonn.